One of my superpowers, apparently, is writing words which burrow into the brain pans of so many nerds, driving them slowly, slowly insane to the brink of utter madness. Tech journalists and software developers, project managers, even your average computer nerds appear to be susceptible to my wizardly words of utter wickedness. And because I have to see their linguistic detritus, I am now going to subject all of you to the insanity which they spew. I present to you Crazy Tech People Who Hate Lunduke, Part 1. Yeah. Part 1. This has to be a multi-part series. A fair warning. I have censored some of the more offensive words in the following screenshots, but just the same, their declarations aren't exactly clean, nor are they wholesome. Not in the slightest. Let's begin with Tom Halwarda, the editor of osnews.com, because, oh my heavens, can I drive tech journalists crazy? He recently posted this delightful gem over on Mastodon, a social network filled with people who are definitely very well-adjusted, wink, wink. I almost don't want to read this one, but I'm going to read, I'm going to read it. If you have children, please censor. I censored this as best I could. These people, they spew some gnarly, gnarly stuff. Here I go. This is what he posted. He says, Tom Halwarda, editor of osnews.com. Look, he says, we all know how and why Lunduke went full Nazi. He tried to get P-U-S-S-Y, and the P-U-S-S-Y said, no, yes, I know I spelled it. I can't. It's who I am. Deal with it. That's how conservatives are born. And he spelled conservatives in a wild variety of upper and lowercase. So, hey, Lunduke, I hear you asking. Could you provide us a single screenshot that gives us a glimpse into the minds of the average leftist tech journalist? Well, you're welcome. Ta-da, here it is. Oh my words. Now, if any of you were ever curious why certain tech news sites refuse to cover the Lunduke Journal articles, no matter how massive the news, I can literally drop a bomb and have repeatedly over the last year, I've dropped 7 or 8 just massive magnitude 9 bombshell earthquakes on the tech industry, and they cannot cover it, because if they do, their brains will explode. Well, this, I think, helps explain to you why that is. This is how they see people. This is how they see me. This is how they see conservatives. This is how they see centrists. If you are politically centrist, this is how they see you. They cannot bring themselves, no matter what the circumstances, to link to you, to quote you, to reference you, even to just simply steal your content. And yes, I mean, tech journalists have been stealing my content for years without any attribution. I kind of just got used to that. But now they can't even bring themselves to do that, no matter how big the bombshells. I can publish huge exposés of the biggest corporations and foundations. They cannot cover it. In fact, they have to fight every fiber of their being to make sure they don't cover any aspect of those stories. I can cover big bombshell leaks from massive tech companies. They cannot cover it. This shows you why. It's wild. More coming on that in part 2. Let's move on to glimpse. Many of you are like, what the heck of tarnations is a glimpse, Lunduke? Well, glimpse was a fork of GIMP, the GNU Image Manipulation Program, right? The standard image editor on every Linux system across the land. The image editor I use to do all of my comics and everything else. Well, glimpse created a fork of GIMP. Now, the creator of that fork recently published this, the following regarding my coverage of Mozilla and Firefox. Now, when I come out and cover Mozilla and Firefox, while the tech journalists just can't bring themselves to write stories about it, the average nerd doesn't stop talking about it. They take to Mastodon or wherever they're at, and they talk about it incessantly, and they get mad at other people talking about it, and then they talk about it themselves. It's crazy. So here's what the creator of Glimpse, the GIMP fork, said. His name was Bobby Moss. If you're angry at Mozilla for their ill-advised commercial experiments, try the ESR version of Firefox. But if you're angry at Mozilla for making bad privacy choices, try LibreWolf. If you're still angry at Mozilla, and he's still hungry, that just makes me think of the Very Hungry Caterpillar. If you're still angry at Mozilla for deprecating plugins and RSS support, try Pale Moon. Okay. And then he ends with this amazing quote. If you're angry at Mozilla because Brian Lunduke said mean things about them, then as someone whose previous project was torn apart after one of his videos called it a, quote, woke fork, I kindly invite you to go beep yourself. Okay. I'm going ahead and quote all of that again because it's awesome. We're going to read that one more time. It's too good. If you're angry at Mozilla because Brian Lunduke said mean things about them, then as someone whose previous project was torn apart after one of his videos called it a woke fork, I kindly invite you to go beep yourself. He didn't censor himself, by the way. I did. He swears. All these people swear like crazy. They swear. They talk about weird genital things. They talk about they don't know how to speak in PG or PG-13 terms. They only know how to speak in RX NC-17 terms. That's their default go-to, right? That's just how they talk. Now, apparently I, Brian Lunduke, single-handedly tore apart an entire project, the Glimpse project, I assume that's what he's talking about. That's his project. By simply mentioning it. Two words. I'm going to be honest with you. I had completely forgotten that that project existed until I saw this. But according to the project founder, I tore it apart with my word magic. I'm not going to lie. I am feeling pretty gosh darn powerful right now. I wonder which project I should mention next. I wonder what happens if I utter three words about a project. It is amazing how much power I have over these people. It is absolutely amazing. It boggles the mind, quite honestly. Let's do another one. Let's do another one here. This is from the founder of Elementary OS. Oh boy. Now, here is a definitely very sane and reasonable, I'm putting that all in italics so as to emphasize the sarcasm, post from the founder and currently sole employee of Elementary OS, a fork of Ubuntu. It's an Ubuntu-based distribution. Now, the post that he made is entitled, just to give you an idea of the tone here, Assault, Death, Transphobia, etc. Whoa, that is intense. All right, so here's Daniel Forey's post. Here we go. I'm going to be very beeping explicit here. He didn't censor himself, I did. In case you still don't get it, if you repost or platform or collaborate with people like Brian Lunduke or Tom Murawski, the guy who does what's it called, Switch to Linux, the Switch to Linux YouTube channel, and I end up on the news, you are partially to blame. It is your fault for helping normalize people that are promoting hateful attitudes against trans people and me specifically. You are part of the spread of the violence that I experience. You are not neutral. Now, say what now? No, I'm not 100% sure, but I think He is saying that I took out a hit on him, like a mafia movie hit, by posting an article about computers and Linux and stuff, and that if someone else shares a link to that article about computers and Linux and stuff, that that person is somehow now part of that hit or something. Or maybe my words are like that VHS tape in The Ring. You remember The Ring? You read a few lines of my words, and then a creepy lady starts crawling around your laptop, and then you die. I don't know. I don't know exactly what Daniel Foray is trying to say here. He's clearly insinuating that I think I'm going to kill him. That's a very strange thing to say. I don't know. Either way, you heard it here first, folks. Sharing links to my words is like literally murder. Future is weird, man. I don't know what to make any of that. It's crazy talk. I mean, that's insanity. But it is what it is. And man, this is not the first time that any of these people have spouted off about me. This is just one of their recent-ish ones that I just noticed. Holy heavens. Let's talk about this for a second. Because we've learned a few things. We just read three simple posts, and we learned some very interesting, I think very deep and profound things. What have we learned, you ask? Well, number one, my words drive tech journalists to the brink of utter madness, with lots of upper and lowercase usage, clearly. Just completely insane. Just nuts. Number two, I can tear apart open source projects with two words: awesome. I'm going to have to carefully consider exactly how I wield this newly discovered power, because, oh boy. Number three, if you, just your average dude, you're a cool nerd, if you share a link to my words, you are committing literal murder. or an accomplice to it, or you took out a hit, or you're the weird black lady that crawls around. I don't know. I don't know what is up with the thing. I don't know. None of this makes any sense to me, but I sure do feel hecka powerful. And one thing is crystal clear. They can't stop talking about me. My wizarding words compel them. They can't stop. They talk about me constantly. They talk about me all the time. They talk about not talking about me. They talk about how they don't talk about me. And then they talk about the evil thing I said. And then they talk about how they don't talk about me and no one else talks about me. And then they talk about that. And then they yell at each other for talking about me. It's weird. It's really weird. And in fact, it's gotten to the point where people are issuing stop reposting Brian Lunduke challenges. Here's one such one that I thought was great. For a couple of reasons. One, the complete lack of capitalization. That was nice. And two, the no punctuation. So it's just kind of like word salad shoved into a post. And it is thus. I don't know exactly who this person is. Tech nerds, stop reposting Brian Lunduke challenge. I assume that's issuing the challenge to stop reposting Brian Lunduke. However, if past performance is any indication of future performance, that challenge will end poorly, especially after I write up some more of my black magic words of wonder. I wonder what we'll learn in part two. I wonder. Thank you for putting up with that. There's more. I'm not going to dump it a whole bunch all at once. I'll try to limit it to, you know, three or four at a time, just because it's a bit much. It's too much insanity to take all at once. All of these, by the way, I pulled from Mastodon, from the Fediverse, which is just an amazing treasure trove of pure insanity. I've driven them crazy over there, and it's wild. The amount of power I wielded over them without even posting a single thing to Mastodon until actually yesterday. Yesterday, I created a Mastodon account to log into it for the first time in years. And I posted like one or two like links to articles. I'm kind of flying under the radar right now. Probably less under the radar after I post this. My guess is my account will be blocked or banned from either that Mastodon server or by a wide variety of people within the next couple of hours. What can you do? They'll block and ban me and then they'll go on to talk about me some more. But I'll still get the screenshots and I'll still post them for all of you because it's fantastic. I'm so powerful. Thank you to everyone who supports the Lunduke Journal and makes it possible for me to write the magic words that drive people to madness. I couldn't do it without you. If you go over to Lunduke.com, go to Lunduke.com, you get to a place called Lunduke Journal Link Central. You get all the links for all the places where you get all the videos and articles and everything else I post. There are three sites. Whoop, I'm scrolling really fast. There are three sites, lunduke.locals.com, nerdyentertainment.locals.com, and conservativenerds.locals.com. Each has a very separate focus, right? Content about entertainment goes in one. Content about politics goes in one and only that one. And you can tell which one that is. And then all the rest of it, all the tech, all the super nerdiness goes to lunduke.locals.com. That's sort of the main site. And the reason I bring this up is because I also post some content in a bunch of other places, such as Rumble, when I'm not banned on YouTube, which, you know, if it's a day that ends in A, I'm probably banned. And then I also post things over on X, on Twitter. So I'll post some videos and whatnot over there. And so they'll go to a variety of places. However, all of my content gets smashed together. All the political stuff and the entertainment stuff and the just general random stuff and the tech stuff, it all gets smashed together except on Locals, where I separate it out into the categories. That way you can choose the kind of content you want to be watching and reading. If you want my political content, which I would classify today's as just simply because it's all very leftist people being very mad at me for being conservative, realistic. This will go into the conservativenerds.locals.com. But if you watch my content on YouTube or on Twitter, it's all going together. So if you want to separate it out, you just like my tech content, go just to lunduke.locals.com. You want just my political content, go to conservativenerds.locals.com. It's nice and easy, good way to separate it all out. And if you want to support the work that I do, because realistically, I don't take any money from any tech company. I don't take sponsorships. I reject every single sponsorship offer that comes in. Flat out, hands down. Because as soon as I take sponsorships, I'm bought, right? They can then influence the type of content that I produce, the type of words that I put out. And as we all know, my words can utterly destroy projects. So I don't want to give that power to IBM or Microsoft or Amazon or someone. No. I don't think so. I'm going to retain that for myself, baby. And I don't also run any ads because of the same sort of thing. I only am supported by subscriptions. That's it. So if you want to grab a subscription, again, go to lunduke.com. You'll be taken to Lunduke Journal Link Central. And if you scroll down a little ways, you'll see a whole bunch of links there. How to get the RSS feeds and where to follow me on Twitter or whatnot, and where to get all the articles and the content indexes and all the exclusive videos and the Linux Sucks shows. You'll see a link that says how to support the Lunduke Journal. Click on that and you'll go to how this to support the Lunduke Journal page and where you can subscribe a bunch of different ways. You can subscribe monthly, yearly, big subscriptions, little subscriptions, Bitcoin subscriptions, regular card subscriptions, whatever. And everything helps, right? Big, little, small, medium, gigantoid, it all helps. It all helps to support the work that I do. And it is deeply, deeply appreciated. I couldn't do it without you. So anyway, thank you everyone. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, nerds and nerdettes, I do declare end broadcast.